Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. Amen. Epiphany is a season of new beginnings. Today marks the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus. Later, we'll baptize several infants, and they and their families will begin a new walk in the Spirit, a new beginning. And St. Mary's Church has entered a new season. A new season. And in fact, in getting ready for today, I had a lot of opportunity to think about the old season. And it's amazing the way the Spirit has worked with this community of faith to bring us to today. Wheezy became the interim. Wheezy Blanchard became the rector. Then Wheezy announced that she was going to Colorado because her husband Buck had taken the job as canon missioner to the Diocese of Colorado. At that point, Andrew Moore was willing, he was our associate, full-time associate then, was willing to step up and shoulder the ministry. And you think about all these twists and turns in the Spirit of what's happened over these past 4 years. Because Andrew was willing to step up and assume the ecclesiastical mantle here, the search process took 6 months from the Sunday that Wheezy Blanchard walked out the door to David's first Sunday in July. Now, just looking at twists and turns, if Andrew had not felt up to it or been willing to assume the ecclesiastical mantle, it would have meant that the Diocese of Virginia would have put St. Mary's in touch with an interim rector, and it would have taken a year to a year and a half more time. But God's Spirit was different. The point is, all that is behind us now. We've entered a new phase. David's a wonderful leader. He's got a great team. Eleanor Welford has been a great addition to this community. She knows where, I like to think of it, knows where the bodies are buried. But she has a long history with a lot of you, And there's a sense of continuity in that. And now David really needs younger and full-time help. That's the way the ministry is really going to flourish as St. Mary's Church enters this new chapter. As for me and my new chapter, I haven't a clue. But what I know is this, as I'm going to try to continue. I mean, these are the things I preach about. Since I preach about them, I got to live by them too. I'm going to pay attention to the Spirit. Wait on the Spirit to show me the way forward. I trust that God's not finished with me yet. So the question is, how can I be helpful? Who do I need to be in relationship with? Where do I need to go? We'll see. A new beginning. But the context this morning is really baptism. The baptism of Jesus, these baptisms of these young people at the later service. Baptism in the outline of faith calls us to three things. And these are important for us to be reminded of. One of the great things about us being present when others are baptized is it reminds us of our own baptism. One of the things about being human, we always forget what the deal is. So these are reminders to get back in touch with what the whole deal is about. The first one in the outline of faith, when someone comes to be baptized, this person is a child of God. A child of God. It's a reminder that God doesn't make any junk, that God created each one of us unique and different with a particular purpose in life. Individuality, our individuality is affirmed. And we need to live into that and discover that. That's God's stamp on us in baptism. The second piece is you become a member of the church. The important thing to remember here is that our walk with God is never a walk by ourselves. It's a walk with others. Being connected to others, being connected to the church, it's important for us to receive the support and encouragement and the challenge of other church folks, because each one of them is on a different journey too. But they also, those individuals who are part of our church communities, need the support and encouragement that each one can give. One of my great pastoral examples in this regard is this. As a default position, if you fall out of favor with St. Mary's or whatever you do, or you get mad or whatever you do, keep your name on the list. Because when something bad happens, your community is going to show up. They're going to be there for you. The people I feel hardest about are the people who have no church connection. Because I've seen it time after time after time. When something bad happens in somebody's life, no matter how loose the connection, people respond. They put their arms around them. At points of most difficult need, people are there. And by the same token, we who are active in a ministry need to be attentive to those at the margins or those who have difficulty. And we need to reach out. We need to do our part. There's actually tremendous blessing in giving of yourself anyway. So you're a child of God, member of the church, and an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven. That's the third piece. What it means is this, that God has given each one of us a gift in life. It's the broad sweep of understanding that all of life really is in God's hands. We're given this gift of life, and of course, a lot of the time we just take it for granted. After all, and we get distracted, there's a lot going on. No, it's hard work being a human being. But it's a gift. And one day, we have to return the gift to the giver. So the sense of gratitude, spiritually, if we can be in touch with that, that today, this gathering is a gift from God. If we can live out of that sense of giftedness, that sense of blessing, just think how much better the world can be. Now, there are two other things about baptism I want to say. It's about the promises. About the promises that we make. And two of them always have stood out to me. One is that we will continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship in the breaking of bread and the prayers. Basically, that means we'll show up on Sunday morning. But it's to engage in those practices that keep us connected to Jesus. We need to stay connected. And one of the fundamental ways that we do that as Episcopalians is when we gather at the table to receive the body and blood of Christ. We are literally nurtured in the body and blood of Christ. A meal that sustains our spirits, a meal that connects us to Jesus. And it's also a meal that connects us to other people. You don't come and do communion by yourself. We're connected to others in that. So that's one promise. And the other one is that we'll respect the dignity of every human being. Every human being, not just church folks, not just folks like us, every human being on the planet. Well, that's a pretty tall order. But that's the direction, that's the thrust. Every individual person is a child of God. So we need to keep pressing in, reaching out, expanding our sense of reality, working across the boundaries, making that phone call to that person that we're really not sure we ought to make it. On funerals, should I go or shouldn't I go? Show up. The point is, if you don't show up, nothing can happen. It doesn't mean necessarily if you show up, it's going to happen, but it might. God's Spirit's pretty weird. So those promises, the baptismal covenant, a chance for us to be in touch again with what it means to be Christian people. So, Epiphany is a season of new beginnings. Stay strong. Show up. Pay attention. Lean in. Good things will happen.